arts and entertainment. More information available at CelticConnection.com.
Support comes from Caddis Collaborative, architects who consider community, sustainability, and carbon neutrality at every phase of design and construction. More information at CaddisPC.com.
Support comes from the Celtic Connection, a monthly paper for people of all backgrounds who enjoy Celtic events and entertainment. More information available at CelticConnection.com.
Good evening to you. I hope you're doing well. My name is Carl. I am your host on the first Wednesday of every month for this program, Schultegale, music from all over the Celtic world. And espero que todos están disfrutando un feliz Cinco de Mayo. I hope you're all enjoying a happy Cinco de Mayo, whether you are eating Mexican this evening or making yourself a margarita as we enjoy this beautiful evening we have on the Front Range of Colorado. It actually is a very interesting time of year in lots of ways. Of course, the 1st of May is May Day. It is the day of the worker in socialist and other political systems. We also recognize May Day in the Celtic tradition as Beltane or Balchina, and it also is just about a cross-quarter day. We're getting toward the start of the summer season. And also in the Celtic tradition, bonfires were celebrated in conjunction with Balchina, Beltane, and through the conflation of bonfires and witchcraft and the disconnect between the pagan and Christian worlds, also April 30th, the eve of May Day, was Walpurgisnacht, the night of St. Walburga, who was an English saint who was adopted into the Germanic tradition. She became a missionary nun in Germanic countries. And at one time here in Boulder, Colorado, there actually was a convent dedicated to St. Walburga. That's now in up in the Fort Collins area, outside of Fort Collins. The convent removed itself, its congregation, to a more pastoral setting conducive to their withdrawal from many parts of the average secular world. So lots of traditions come together right at the end of April and the beginning of May. And so there's a lot going on in this time when we see renewal bursting forth. Even the cottonwoods, which are late arrivers on the scene, are starting to put out their green shoots and leaves are coming out. Of course, it's been a long time now that crocuses and tulips and daffodils were blooming. And so we are in, I would say, mid-spring, very much in mid-spring. And we've gotten some wonderful moisture here along the Front Range of Colorado. And all of that sort of earth observation is very much part of the Celtic tradition. And we're going to also try to pulled together a little bit of discussion and music on the Hispanic tradition and influences largely tied together through the Roman Catholic tradition. But Spain and Ireland have long shared a common enemy in England for many years, particularly from the early 16th century all the way through until probably the early 20th century. And that heritage or that history of conflict between the Anglo-Norman tradition and the Hispanic tradition colors relations between the United States and our neighbors to the south even today. I'm a firm believer that much of our fear of that which is not like us is grounded in many centuries of what I guess could charitably be called misinformation, the black legend. Some of it, of course, based in fact, based on the terrible excesses of the Spanish Inquisition. But a lot of that history has been brought forward in attitudes toward those who are not like ourselves in a most unfortunate manner. So we're going to try to repair that warp and weft with some music that is influenced either from Spain or from Mexico. And there is a great tradition. Of course, it comes up in the history of the San Patricios, Irish Americans who fought against the United States during the Mexican-American War. So there are lots of enlaces, lots of linkages between the Hispanic and Irish traditions. And so we're going to give a little bit of a vent to those as we go along this evening. We started off with music actually recorded in the Balearic Islands on Mallorca in Palma by the Irish traditional group Dervish. It was a set of reels called At World's End. And I think we'll probably try to craft some music in here now by Milia Doiro and some other Spanish bands, also some music from the Oyster Band, from the Chieftains, that has some of those linkages as well. But first of all, we need to recognize some of our other underwriters and also let you take a listen to this on KGNU.
Invest in your community by donating your car to KGNU. We accept all types of vehicles, including cars, trucks, RVs, and more. Donating is easy, the pickup is free, and your gift is tax-deductible. Give online at kgnu.org or just call 1-844-KGNU-CAR.
Meanwhile, these words that I send you, I hope they stay in your mind. Goodbye, girl, it was nothing. Maybe we'll meet again someday. I carry on with my music. You carry on with your dreams. Recuerda esa aquella noche en la que bailé el combo. A veces que nos sentíamos antes todos juntos. Hoy no quiere casi nadie de los dientes. Y los que hay han cambiado, han cambiado.
ready at the dawn of the day. From lovely Enniskillen they were marching us away. They put us then on board a ship to cross the raging main, to fight in bloody battle in the sunny land of Spain. Fare thee well, Enniskillen, fare thee well for a while. It is a gallant land where wine and ale flow free. There's lots of lovely women there to dandle on your knee. And often in the tavern there we'd make our rafters ring, when every soldier in the house would raise his glass and sing. Fare thee well, Enniskillen, fare thee well for a while. And all around the borders of Erin's Green Isle. And when the war is over we'll return in full bloom, and you'll all welcome home your Enniskillen dragoons. Well, we fought for Ireland's glory then, and many a man did fall, from musket and from bayonet and from thundering cannonball. And many a foeman we laid low amid the battle throng, and as we prepared for action you would often hear the song. Fare thee well, Enniskillen, fare thee well for a while. And all around the borders of Erin's Green Isle. And when the war is over we'll return in full bloom, and you'll all welcome home your Enniskillen dragoons. Well, now the fighting's over and for home we have set sail. Our flag above this lofty ship is fluttering in the gale. They've given us a pension, boys, of fourpence each a day. And when we reach Enniskillen, never more we'll have to say.
Fare thee well, Enniskillen, fare thee well for a while. And all around the borders of Erin's Green Isle. And when the war is over, we'll return in full bloom. And you'll all welcome home your Enniskillen dragoons.
Music there from the Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem. It's off of an album that's old now. I think it dates from right around 1970, 71. But an interesting story there. Of course, it comes from the north of Ireland, Enniskillen, and it sings the praises of a regiment of the British Army, the Enniskillen Dragoons, which was often populated, as many of the regiments quartered in Ireland and especially the north of Ireland were, with conscripts, including people who might have been of a papish or not necessarily fervently Protestant background. But in this case, it sings about the Enniskillen Dragoons fighting in Spain. Those lyrics probably date to the Spanish Civil War. However, the song itself, which was the quick march for the Enniskillen Dragoons, dates to the early 19th century. It's recorded as having been well known in the 1830s. So interesting little bit of history there as we celebrate the different linkages between Ireland and the Hispanic world as we celebrate Cinco de Mayo. Of course, one of those we mentioned earlier was the San Patricios, and there are a number of artists who have performed a song called John Riley, which is the story of the leader of one of the San Patricios, and we'll play that coming up right about now. Music also coming up in this set from the Chieftains, and look forward to riffing a little bit more on that, but also moving on to more traditional Celtic music right here on Shultagale, part of the wide diversity of music that you encounter only here on 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, Boulder, Denver, KGNU, and 98.7 FM in Fort Collins.
Younger. Now the place was strange and work was scarce, and all he knew was farming. So he followed all the other men to a job in the U.S. Army. Adventure calls and some men run, and this is their sad story. Some get drunk on demon rum, some get drunk on glory. Now they march down Texas way to the banks of the Rio Grande. They built a fort on the banks above to taunt old Santa Ana. They were treated bad and paid worse, and then the fighting started. And the more they fought, the less they thought of the damned old U.S. Army. Adventure calls and some men run, and this is their sad story. Some get drunk on demon rum, some get drunk on glory. Church bells rang on Sunday morn, they set his soul a shiver. So the senoritas washed their hair on the far side of the river. John O'Reilly and 200 more Irish mercenaries. They cast their lot, right or not, south of the Rio Grande. Now they fought brave under the flag of the San Patricio. Till the Yankee soldiers beat them down at the Battle of Churubusco. And 15 men were with black mules on the cheeks, they were hot and branded. Made to dig the graves of 50 more who a hanging fate had handed. Adventure calls and some men run, and this is their sad story. Some get drunk on demon rum, some get drunk on glory. Alone in a bar in Veracruz, and he wonders if it matters much if you win or if you lose. Well, I'm a man who can't go home, I'm a vagabond, says he. I'm a victim of this wanderlust and divided loyalty. Adventure calls and some men run, and this is their sad story. Some get drunk on demon rum, some get drunk on glory. Adventure calls and some men run, and this is their sad story. Some get drunk on demon rum, some get drunk on demon rum, some get drunk on demon rum, and some get drunk on glory.
Support comes from Westward, presenting Westward's Feast to Go, a celebration of Denver's restaurant scene, one bite at a time. Thursday, May 13th from 4 to 8 p.m. at the Stanley Marketplace in Aurora. Tickets and information at westwardfeast.com.
And we hope you're vaccinated and having the opportunity to get out and start socializing again a little bit, enjoying some of those great restaurants. We heard a variety of things in that last set. We started off with Fare Thee Well, Enniskillen by the Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem off of an album called Bold Fenian Men. And I mentioned that I thought that the song's new lyrics referred to the Spanish Civil War. They did not. They actually referred to the Peninsular War when England and Spain were allied against France during the Napoleonic Wars, during Napoleon's effort to invade Spain. And that's where the lyrics to that particular song come from. We then heard from Grada off of an album called Natural Angle, the story of John Riley, who was one of the leaders of the San Patricios, the group that were Irish-Americans who fought on behalf of Mexico during the Mexican-American War from 1846 to 1848. And, of course, that war had a substantial impact on the state of Colorado in that the southern portion of the state, that south and west of the Arkansas River, or the Rio de Nepestle, as it's called in Spanish, became lands of the United States due to the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo, even though the United States had recognized Spain's claim to the land merely 25 years earlier under the Adams-Onís Treaty of 1819. Negra Sombra by Milla de Oro. And Milla de Oro is a group out of Galicia, which is Celtic Spain. As a matter of fact, Galicia joined the Celtic League in 1986, when they officially became one of the seven Celtic nations, along with the Isle of Man and Cornwall and Scotland, Ireland, Brittany, and what is the one I am forgetting? Can't remember it now, so I must be lying. And we finished up with music from the Chieftains, Lots of Drops of Brandy, from the album Water from the Well. We're making our way through a Cinco de Mayo edition of Xolta Gael, music from all over the Celtic world and the Celtic diaspora, and we're going to fall back into sort of more traditional Celtic mode now, with music from our old friends from Colcannon and Lorena McKennett, and off we go on KGNU. Thank you.
And it's this one on that one may court him. But if anyone gets him but me, it's early and late I will curse them. The parting lovely will you leave from me? Oh, a father, he calls on his daughter. Two choices I'll give unto thee. Would you rather see Willie's ship sailing, or see him hung like a dove in yonder tree?
Music from the incomparable voice of Lorena McKennett. It's off an album called Elemental. Kelswater is the name of that, recorded by lots and lots of artists. It's a beautiful melody. Before that, Christy Moore, along with a couple of folks by the name of Bono and The Edge. The album is called Where I Come From, and the title of the track is North and South of the River, which has a certain resonance on Cinco de Mayo. We started off the set with young Terrence McDonough off of an album called Trad by our friends Cole Cannon. And that brings us right up to just about the top of the hour. Thank you so much for joining us here on Schulte Gale. Next week, during this time slot, 7 to 8 o'clock on Wednesday, Pat McCullough will be your host. And I hope you enjoy him as much as I enjoy bringing the music to you. We're going to wrap up with music from Altan, new music from Altan. It's off of their album called Local Ground, and this is called Auron Feder Vreni on KGNU. You are listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Trawai mashal tomel cherkwart Kevrani mawal maspeh O heart fall me helen yawai Morvu ele chakas kuna jay She jere ka felye
Well, that's going to just about do it for us today on Schulte Gale. Thank you again so much for listening. Mariah is in next with Musica Mundi, bringing you music from all over the world. But this particular session, she's going to be dabbling in Asian American, Pacific Islander and sort of that heritage. So it ought to be a great musical journey. It's one of the things that works very, very well here on KGNU is the great diversity of music that you get. And Mariah is one of the terrific hosts who make that music available to you. So please do keep your dial set and expand your musical and intellectual horizons right here on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Coming up on 8 o'clock in the Rocky Mountain West. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Support comes from Paradise Found Records and Music, formerly Bart's Record Shop, Boulder's source for new and used music. Buying record collections at the customer's location, located at 1646 Pearl Street as of April 1st, and open daily from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. More information by calling 303-444-1760.
Thank you for listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. My name is Mariah. The show is Musica Mundi. Happy Cinco de Mayo. And tonight, we are honoring musicians from Mexico and the diaspora. Enjoy.
Y desagrado con las manos atadas a las espaldas de puerquito te ha agarrado cuántas veces te he encajado este filo por el costado con miedo te tengo orillado atado sin educación
así nos quieren joder así nos quieren joder así nos quieren joder así nos quieren joder
me has dado todo el poder en estas manos mato y con las mismas robo me chingo a tus padres y a tus hermanos, me los traigo bien cortitos, dando impuestos como esclavos y a la tumba me los llevo ya que ni los tengo tranquilos a salvo con seguro social. Con los tratados y teniéndolos bien tarados, no nos quitarán los puestos. Los queremos bien dispuestos.
Los queremos bien dispuestos. Los queremos bien dispuestos.
Así nos quieren joder. Así nos quieren joder. Así nos quieren joder. Así nos quieren joder.
Y mientras en el sur se demanda el retiro del ejército mexicano.
chiquita. Psst, psst, psst. Voltea, que no me oyes.